Let me begin with Genesis 37, and I'm gonna hopscotch through this. It's telling a story. I'm just gonna hopscotch through this, so you listen now. It's better if I read it to you right out of the Bible than if me go trying to tell it to you, because I want to get right to what I want to preach tonight, and for the sake of time. In Genesis chapter 37. We read there, and Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. And these are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpha, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. Now that's not a good thing to do. It caused trouble, and it always will. And he made him a coat of many colors. And when his when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him. That is a word that Jesus said, if you hate your brother, or if you hate anybody, you are a murderer. And so you see, what he said was, hate leads to murder. And there'd be a lot more killings if folks thought they could get by with it. Because hate's in their heart, and if hate's in their heart, murder's in their heart. All right, listen now. They hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brother, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheave arose, and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood round about, and made obeisance to my sheave. And his brethren said unto him, shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more. Man, this hatred just kept growing. It just got bigger and bigger and bigger. Listen to it now. Amen. Yet the more for his dreams and for his words. Verse 18. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. Verse 28. Then there passed by Midianite merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. Then in chapter number 39, and Joseph was brought down on him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. Verse 11, and it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business. And there was none of the men of the house there within. And she caught him, Potiphar's wife, she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. Verse 20, and Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison. Father, help me to preach just for a few minutes. I'm not going to try to give them all this, Lord, but help me to give them just exactly what you would have me to. Just move in a special way and help me, Lord, in Jesus' name, as you reach out to every heart that's here, and we'll praise you for it. Everybody said, amen. Praise the Lord. You see this story. I think you got a good clear view of it from what I read there. The picture. Do you reckon Joseph had a pretty rough time of it? Amen. Do you think maybe Joseph had a good, maybe a reason, as far as the world's concerned? Don't you think maybe Joseph had a reason, amen, to hate his brother, or to be bitter, embittered towards his brothers for all the things that they've done to him? It seemed like everywhere he turned, he got into trouble. Amen. Everywhere he turned, he had problems and difficulties. Amen. And heartache and sorrow. Even to the separation of his father and his family. Amen. To a foreign land. Amen. But we never see one root of bitterness Bring it up in this young man. Amen. Not one word, one root. He was sold by his brethren. He was betrayed by Potiphar's wife. He was sent to prison for something he did not do. But never, never, never did he retaliate. Never did he show any signs of bitterness. Never did he try to get even. Amen. Never did he rise up against those around him. But always he showed the Spirit of Christ. Amen. Oh, is it any wonder, amen, that he is an example unto us and a picture and a shadow of the Lord himself. Praise God. I want to preach tonight. Amen. In spite of it all. Amen. Is that a term that's used in this area? I didn't know maybe that just used in Arkansas. Amen. But we use that in Arkansas when something or maybe some series of bad happenings or difficulties come our way. Amen. And somehow we get through it and we conquer it and we overcome of it. Amen. We'll say, well, I made it in spite of it all. Three of them tonight and leave them with you. Not going to take a lot of time. I could. Usually it takes me about an hour to preach this message. I preached it a couple of times before. Amen. It's one of them that God gives you that helps people. And them kind, you can't wear them out if you pray over them and get the fire burning on them again. Amen. And this is one of them kind. Amen. Hey, when God lays it back on your heart, you just have to get back on the altar, get the fire burning. Yeah. Get the burning. That helps folks. Amen. And if I couldn't preach and help people, I just wouldn't want to preach, Brother Jimmy. Amen. I wouldn't want to preach if I couldn't help folks. Amen. In spite of it all. In spite of it all. Don't forget that. It's just a little title. But I'll tell you in the days to come when you battle the devil. Amen. You'll remember that. It'll help you. Praise God. There's three reasons why Joseph was a successful overcomer. Amen. How many likes to be a success? Amen. Amen. About to, one fourth of you do. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It takes a lot of things to be successful. It takes courage. Yes, it does. It takes faith. It takes determination. Amen. It takes faithfulness. All these different attributes it takes to be a success. There are sometimes, you know, even to be a success in the world, it takes the same things that it does to be a success living for God. Amen. As far as the characteristics of that is concerned, I don't mean that you get that from God. I'm talking about the characteristics of it, the determination, and the faith, the courage, and all those different characteristics concerning success. And if you get to heaven, you will have to be a successful Christian. Not a cold and indifferent, amen, a Christian. Not a lukewarm Christian, amen. Not just a church goer, amen. Not just one that just serves God half-heartedly. But if you get to heaven, my friend, you'll be one that serves God with your whole heart. You'll love Him with all your heart. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Joseph was a success. Amen. For three reasons. And if you're a successful Christian, you overcome, amen, this world and the temptations of it. And the biggest thing you'll have to overcome, no, it's not the devil. No. Biggest thing you'll have to overcome is not the devil. No. No, he gets blamed for a lot of stuff that ain't his fault. That's right. The biggest thing you'll have to overcome is you. deal with all that. Amen. But Joseph was a success because he knew how to overcome himself. Praise God. Amen. You know, there's only one way to overcome yourself, and that's through commitment and dedication to God. Virtues and characteristics that are commendable come from God. And they have to proceed from God to us. And they come to us by the grace of God. Amen. It's our relationship and our fellowship, amen, between us and God is in such a measure, in such a way that God sees fit to pour out those graces upon us as to cause us to be overcomers that will enable us to overcome ourselves. Myself and I give me more trouble than anybody else does. Amen. You know why? Amen. Doubt gets a hold of me. Amen. Because I let it. Amen. I don't go to the source of faith. Amen. I let doubt get a hold of me because I neglect to go to the source of faith. Come on. Amen. Woo! God's the source of faith. And you got to keep that communion up between you and him, because he's the one that puts faith in your heart. Yes, sir. Amen. Praise God. Listen. Number one. Joseph was a success because he did not give over. He refused to give over. To give over to what, Brother Casey? To give over to his emotions. Your emotions is a killer. I mean, they're a killer. They'll choke the life out of you. Your emotions cause you to say things you ought to say, do things you ought to do. Amen. They'll cause you to make decisions you shouldn't make. One of the things that's weaker about women than men. Everything God says that women are weaker doesn't necessarily mean just in strength. But they're weaker in a way because they're more prone to make decisions in relationship to their emotions than men are. Amen. And
right.
They're ladies and they're mothers. Amen. And hey, buddy, when it comes to your children and your husband, amen, I'll tell you, your emotions work in those areas. Amen. Now, that's nothing detrimental. I'm not saying anything bad about the ladies in relationship to that. That's the way God made them. Amen. There ain't no love in this world greater. Amen. The love, amen, of a mother and the love of a wife. Amen. There's no greater love in this world. Amen. There's no greater love other than God's love greater than that. It's a wonderful attribute. And you can't help that. But there's a lot of men that gives over to their emotions.
Yes,
emotions is the seat of affection. It's to do with the emotion of how you feel. You know, do you ever feel like you're not saved? That's emotion. That's emotion. Amen, that's emotion. My emotions get out. I get all excited about preaching. I get excited when we're saying. I get excited over praying for the sick. My emotions. I mean, I get into what I'm doing. I'm an emotional person. I just am. I cry when folks cry. Amen. I'm an emotional person. Well, that's just me. I can't help that. But I try never to make decisions in relationship to my emotions. Because emotions can lead you wrong. Amen. Hey, just because my feelings say that I'm not saved. Amen. Sometimes I don't feel very saved. Doesn't mean that I'm not saved. Amen. My emotions are lying to me and tell me the wrong thing. But I believe what God said in the book. And I tell what God said. to seek revenge and vengeance? Yeah, he did. Oh, how would you do if your family treated you like that? Your brothers whooped up on you and stuck you down the cave.
Yeah.
Let you there, no water in it. Come back later and sold you to heathen. Amen, to be taken into a far country and put on the slave block and auctioned off. Amen.
Yeah.
What would you do? How would you feel? How would your emotions run? Amen. Would you be bitter? Would you be, want vengeance? Would you be thinking, laying on your bed at night, thinking about how you could get even? Amen. Think about it now. Come on. My. How about, I got to hurry. Amen. He didn't give over. You know, sometimes because of things, if we don't try to think about vengeance, then because of the hurt of it. Because of the hurt of it. You see, them that you love the most can hurt you the worst. Them that you do the most for and love the most, and those of your own household, those of your family can hurt you worse than anybody can.
Yes,
a husband can hurt a wife worse than any other person. A wife can hurt a husband worse than any other person in this earth.
Yes,
amen. They love them. And that hurt runs deep. Amen. And it's strong and powerful. And if we're not careful, our emotions will cause that hurt to turn to bitterness. And bitterness is a destroyer of the soul.
Yes.
Amen. It's a destroyer of faith, a destroyer of victory, a destroyer of all the things of God that's good. Amen. Joseph refused to give in to his emotions. He would not let hurt and bitterness, amen, come in to his heart and life. I want to read you a scripture. You know it. Probably a lot of you could quote it. Amen. But I'm going to read it to you. Hebrews 12, 14, 15. Listen to this now. Follow peace with all men, holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. A little root of bitterness can destroy your soul. Joseph refused to give over to the emotion of bitterness. Amen. Of strife, of anger. Amen. Of revenge and vengeance, of hurt and bitterness. He refused to give in to it. He refused to give over to it. Then Joseph. Amen. Let me read a couple more scriptures to you. I jotted them down here. And they're good to go with this. You see, this scripture here talks about Esau, the next verse there, as a profane person. Amen. And you see, holiness is a wonderful thing, but bitterness can destroy your holiness. And you might continue your dress code. You might even continue your church affiliation. You might continue as you are, as far as those around you know. But a little root of bitterness will destroy your soul. Yes, it will. It'll get to you. It'll rob you of your faith and your victory. You'll lose your shout. You'll lose your song. Amen. Your face will get long and your joy will flee away. And that peace that's so wonderful that passeth all understanding, it'll be gone from you. And that bitterness will root in your heart. Any root of bitterness springing up, and thereby many be defiled. Listen to what it says in the book of Proverbs. Two verses there, Proverbs 25 and 28. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that's broken down and without walls. Amen. You know what's lacking in our church world today? You know what's lacking in our society today? Discipline and self-control. Amen. I could preach an hour there, never run out of stuff, as Brother Cox says. Amen. But hey, that's our biggest problem today. It's discipline and self-control. Amen. Folks find it hard to control themselves. Amen. Listen to me now. Let me read another scripture here in chapter 16 of Proverbs, verse 32. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. You want to know how to be strong? You want to know how to be strong? You want to know how to stay on the fine line? You want to know how to keep the victory and do something for God and be successful? Amen. Refuse, amen, to give over to your emotions. Refuse to let the works of the flesh dominate your life. They're listed in Galatians chapter 5. Hate, envy, strife, variance, emulations, wrath. Amen. Right on down, witchcraft, and oh, just a whole list of them there. They're listed there. Amen. Don't allow them to dominate you in your life. Amen. But get a hold of yourself and control yourself and turn it around on the devil and turn it towards God and say, God, I don't want these things in my life. I want the love and the joy and the peace and the gentleness, the goodness, the meekness, the faith and the temper. I want them in my heart, Lord. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. The greatest emotion that we can have in our life is the emotion of charity. Listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It describes it and defines it. Amen. Now charity is. Amen. Let me just read a few verses here. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Ooh, have you ever seen anybody that wasn't kind? I've seen some church folks that wasn't kind. I've had folks get right up in my face and shake their finger at me. They wasn't kind. I've had preachers do that. I mean, they call themselves that. That's right. Well, Jimmy, it's bad, isn't it? Isn't that bad? Man, it's kind. Charity envieth not. Oh, my. Ooh-wee. My. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Man. It don't make an idol out of self. It don't exalt and lift up self, but it glorifies God. Love glorifies God and everything it does. Its whole motive, everything that it does, its whole motive is for the very express purpose of glorifying God. Amen. And helping somebody else. Amen. Listen now. Where am I at? Suffer long, is kind, charity envieth not, charity bondeth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unto him, seeketh not her own. Seem like the Holy Ghost said, go back there. Doth not behave itself unseemly. I'm asking you, are you a successful Christian? Huh? Doth not behave itself unseemly. Brother Jimmy, seemed like the Holy Ghost said, go back there just a minute. Woo, my. Surely there's not anybody in this wonderful congregation that worshiped God and shouted and praised God tonight like we have that would behave itself unseemly. Huh? Surely not. You're looking at me awful funny now. Would you smile? I won't know it's you if you'll smile, but if you look sad and forlorn, I might think it's you. Boy, this fellow here don't want me to think it's him. He's really smiling. Praise God. That's all right. Amen. All right. Seeketh not her own. Well, now, if they don't let me testify. I know preachers that won't even go to other meetings if they ain't preaching. I'll tell you, we're living in a time when folks just need help from God. Just need something from God. Hey, you can live right, folks. You can do it. You can live right. Amen. Well, it's no problem to dress right. You just do that. But hey, these attributes got to come from God. You can't discipline yourself into them. You can't work them up. They're the responses of the Son of God living in your heart. Amen. And God dwelling in you richly. Amen. They're the results of His nature that's dwelling in you, and you got to have Him. Amen. You can't put on a front very long in these areas I'm talking about. Somebody will find you out. Well, you'll show envy. You'll do a lot of things. Come on now. Amen. Is not easily provoked. Man, I've seen some folks, you could provoke them at the drop of a hat, and they'd drop the hat theirself. Amen. Yeah, come on now. My. Woo! Well, I didn't know. Praise the Lord. All right, here's what it does now. It rejoices. It thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity. But rejoiceth in the truth. Now, I like what one preacher said, Moody, I believe, Dale Moody said this. Said, you can't keep the birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from building a nest in your hair. And where it says, thinketh no evil here, it means to dwell on it. Some time, amen, before you know what's happening, amen, the devil can cause you to, your flesh to begin to arise. Sure it can. Has me. I hope I ain't the only one here like that. Now it has. I'll tell you what I'm made up of. Irish, quick-tempered. Indian, stubborn. And German, bullheaded. Man, with all them characteristics, a lot of things can happen to me suddenly and quickly. But you see, what I found out since I've come to God and received the Holy Ghost, amen, I can't keep sometimes something coming to me, but I can get a hold of it. Amen. I can get a hold of it. I can resist it. I can refuse to accept it and not give over to it. Amen. He didn't give over to. Amen. He didn't give over to it. His emotions. Then number two here, I gotta hurry on. He did not give in to lust. How many knows what lust is? Let me give you just a real simple definition of lust. Usually when we think of lust, we relate it to sexual misconduct of some sort. But that's not all it means.
just in that category area of life.
Lust just simply means desires
that's out of harmony with God's Word. That's simple. That's just what it means. That's a simple definition of lust when it's recorded in the Bible. Amen. That is your basic God-given desire. You got them. You got them. If you didn't have a man didn't have a desire for a wife, or a woman didn't have a desire for a husband, amen, the earth would run out. That's right. Population quit. Amen. God put that in us. And there's nothing wrong with it. Amen. It's godly. It's right. It's holy. Amen. It's holy. It's holy. God put it there. He gave us a desire to eat. Now, He didn't give us a desire to overeat. But He gave us a desire to eat. Yes, He did. He gave us a desire to drink water with us. If we didn't have an appetite and didn't have a thirst, amen, why, we'd starve to death and we'd die of dehydration. Amen, we couldn't live. God put those things in us. All the different desires of life that we have, God put them there so humanity could go on. So we could live and thrive and work and amen, and propagate, amen, and continue on. God put them there. And there's nothing wrong with those desires that God put in us. But the thing of it is, when they get out of harmony with God's Word, then they become lust. Joseph refused to give in to lust. Had every opportunity, all men were gone.
Yes,
I mean, Potiphar's wife made sure everything was made. She had it all fixed up. She had her best little old mini skirt on.
Come on.
She sure did. I mean, she was fixed up like a doll. Amen. And she presented herself to him. Amen. And this time, you know, ordinarily men are aggressive and women are passive. In their nature, y'all think of that. But this woman was not passive. She was aggressive.
Yes, sir.
And she addressed him. And Joseph refused to give in. How can I sin against God? How can I do this thing? You see, she had been after him for a while. She had been after him for a while and plaguing him and bothering him and disturbing him for a while, trying to get to him. And he would refuse her and reject her, amen, and shun her. And now, everything was right. She sent all the men away. She fixed it all up. That was about like 95% of the men today. They'd never, never, never do what Joseph done. But they'd never be a success living for God either.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, oh, you said, but Joseph wasn't he just wasn't that kind. He was red-blooded, all-blooded human being.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you don't believe it, you read a little later on. Joseph got married, had two sons.
Yes, sir.
Sure he did. Amen. Joseph wasn't no funny. He wasn't no individual that didn't have any life about him. No desire. Amen. No fire in him in relationship to this matter. No! Brother, he knew what was going on, and he ran. He left his coat and ran. He refused to give, amen, give in to lust. Somebody said, well, I just couldn't help it. But you can help doing anything you do. Amen, you do things because you want to do them. Amen. You do them because you want to do them. My first pastor talked to me one day and he said, Brother Casey, I haven't been preaching very long. He said, Brother Casey, I want to tell you something. And I said, yes, sir. And I always listened to my pastor. I always did. Amen. I think a young man that's a preacher, if he ain't got time to sit in the church, amen, sweep the floors and clean out the songbook racks and listen to his pastor and help his pastor and back his pastor, he ain't got no business out there trying to preach to folks.
Right.
Well, glory.
Right.
You don't have to agree with that. That's my theology. Praise God. Amen.
But he said, Brother Casey, he said, I want to tell you something because I don't want you to get discouraged. And he said, you can preach everything you want to preach. He said, you can preach as hard as you can preach. He said, you can pray and fast and study and seek God. Amen. And you can carry a burden and get under the load and preach all you want to preach. But he said, after it's all over, he said, folks will do what they want to do. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. It's all your fault. I've had some I'd like to told that to, but it wouldn't have done no good. It's too late. They wouldn't listen. And then it wound up being all their fault. And God said to Israel, thou hast procured this unto thyself. You wouldn't listen. Amen. Woo! All right. All right. I know you. I done went longer than I intended to. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Let me cover this last one, and I'll be finished. This gets a lot of people. Joseph was a success in his service to God in his life. Not only with God, but in the world. He was a success because Joseph would not give up because of his circumstances. He would not give in. He would not give over. He would not give up. He refused to give up. Amen. The Bible said, and look at them. All them are scriptures. I ain't going to read them. I'm going to close with it here. I'm going to cut it short. I'm going to condense it and give you a Reader's Digest. Because I feel like I need to do that. We've had a great service tonight, and I don't need to prolong it, Brother Jimmy. Amen. But your circumstances will cause you to fail unless you learn not to give up because of circumstances. Do not give up because of circumstances. Amen. There's a devil that opposes you. There's yourself you've got to battle with. Amen. Amen. And there might even be loved ones and friends and neighbors, amen, that you've got to battle with as far as your emotions and things are concerned. Amen. That you've got to overcome. There's people that love you dearly that will say things that you take wrong. And they'll crush your heart. They didn't mean to hurt you, but just the way they said it and the way you touch it. Amen. At some damn time, sometime when you wasn't up like you ought to be, amen, you were maybe a little discouraged, and you become, don't allow the circumstances around you to cause you to give up. In spite of it all, Joseph, amen, was a success. You can be a successful Christian. The weakest one in here, the weakest person in this building, can be a successful Christian if you follow these three rules I give you tonight. Amen. Amen. Get yourself under subjection. Get a hold of yourself. Bring it into discipline. Make yourself serve God. Make yourself serve God. Which ones was it that came to the children of Israel in old clothes and moldy all their food? Joshua made a league with him. He did. He didn't ask God about it.
He made a league with them, and it wasn't long until they found out that they were right over there, and really God meant for them to drive them out. You know what Joshua done? They were a type of the flesh. You know what Joshua done? He made them servants to be carriers of water and hewers of wood. They were servants. He made a servant out of them. You know that's what God wants you to do with your flesh? To make a servant out of them.
Amen.
I don't feel like going to church tonight, yeah, but you're going.
Yeah.
Because I'm supposed to be faithful tonight, and we'll have a church tonight, and you're going.
Yes, sir.
You're going, though. You see, most people just give in to their feet.
Yes,
sir. Amen. Well, I got a headache. I worked hard today. My leg's hurting. Amen. The children got cold. Sniffing and ever. Oh, family, stay home. The Lord knows.
That's
what the Lord told me. Amen. You see, those little feeble things don't mount the hill of beans. Amen. You're going to have to learn how to make a servant out of yourself.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. If you're going to be a successful Christian, amen, if you're going to be up front, amen, if you're going to worship God, if you're going to go to heaven, if you're going to have the love of God in your heart, if you're going to have the joy you want, if you're going to have the peace of God dominating your soul, if you're going to be the witness God wants you to be, if you're going to be on fire when Jesus comes, amen. You're going to have to make a servant out of yourself as Joseph did and live for God whether you want to or not.
Yeah.
God bless you, mother.
Come on, let's pray. Come on, let's pray.